In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with Volume 12, January 24th, 1921. And what Jesus is going to talk to Louisa about is the three fiats. So she says the three fiats, this is her title, which must conceal the most holy Trinity on earth, always begins in secret between God and one creature. And afterwards, they are made known. So this secret, this hiddenness is what God loves. And this is why Father Bucci says, if you want to live in the divine will, you have to be little, insignificant, and hidden. That was Our Lady. When she was on earth 2,000 years ago, she was always with Jesus, but you didn't hear anything from her in sacred scriptures except for, you know, basically do whatever he tells you. This hiddenness is essential. A lot of people want to go out and make money, become famous. This is not what the divine will is. The divine will is littleness, being very simple, being nothing, and hidden. So Louisa says, I was feeling annihilated and thinking about this blessed fiat. Okay. And it's the same thing with us as we, what Jesus is teaching us through Louisa is the fiat of God. Jesus, the word was spoken in the beginning, fiat lux, let there be light, and everything began. Our Lady said, fiat mihi, and the incarnation took place. The redemption began at that point. Because of her fiat, we now had the possibility of being redeemed. And then finally, the fiat voluntas tua. Our response is to learn the fiat. And this is what the whole Book of Heaven is all about, to actually be taught by Jesus and Mary how to say fiat in all situations. A lot of people have, well, humanity has their ideas, has their intellect, memory, and will. These are the three powers that God gave to humanity. And these three powers are what they want to do, what I am going to do. Even the saints would build hospitals, build convents, build orphanages, build churches. And Jesus says that's doing the will of God. To live in the will of God is to let God do it. We want to participate in what God is doing. It doesn't mean we're lazy. It's the greatest martyrdom. And Jesus says, it's the martyrdom of martyrdoms is not to do your human will, but to say, let it be done as you say, like Our Lady, like Jesus said, not my will, Heavenly Father, but your will be done. When we learn this fiat, we'll feel annihilated. We feel that God is everything. It's not that we're nothing, but God is everything. And how magnificent God is, how blessed we are to be given this truth of who God is, Almighty, and who we are, little nothings. And he wants to breathe into us his image and likeness. This is what he did with Adam. And this is what he wants to give back to humanity. So she says she was feeling annihilated just thinking about this blessed fiat. But my adorable Jesus wanted to increase my confusion. It's really not confusion. It increased her awe. She was like overwhelmed with how magnificent God is. I know the word comes up as confusion, but this is how Louisa explains a divine reality in human terms. She was like confused. It was like overwhelmed of how magnificent God is, how blessed we are. And it seems that Jesus wants to make fun of me, proposing to me astonishing, almost incredible things, taking pleasure in seeing me confused and more annihilated. It's He takes pleasure in this awareness that we're coming into. This is with Louisa and us, of being just overwhelmed with astonishment of how magnificent God is. And it's little by little. No one can embrace the fullness of God, because God is infinite and we are finite creatures. But he shows to us, and this is what he's going to do all for all of eternity. He's going to reveal to us little by little how magnificent he is, how powerful he is. She says, she says, Jesus was taking pleasure in seeing me confused and more annihilated, more in awe of God. And what is worse, she says, is that I am forced by obedience to write this down to my greater torment. So she has to write down in human terms a divine reality. And so this is her greatest torment, is how do I put this into words? She says that often. She says, and then therefore all I sound like I'm just spinning wheels in mud. She goes, I can't reveal to you the beauty, the glory that God wants to give to humanity. So she says, so while Jesus was leaning his head against my head, supporting his forehead with his hand, a light coming from Jesus told me, my daughter, the first fiat was pronounced in creation with no intervention of the creature. Humanity had nothing to do with the fiat lux, let there be light. The first fiat was pronounced in creation, and man was not even created yet. For the completion of my second fiat, Jesus says, I chose my mother Mary. Now, he says, for the fulfillment of both creation and redemption, because they're not completed yet. Creation isn't done yet. Redemption isn't done yet. Jesus says to her, for this fulfillment of both creation and redemption, I want to pronounce the third fiat, which will bring to completion the glory and the honor of the fiat of creation, and it will be confirmation and development of the fruits of the fiat of redemption. So creation and redemption is not completed yet. We're going to experience that in the third fiat. Why isn't creation done? Because humanity isn't where it's supposed to be. We have to be in God's image and likeness. That's the completion of creation. The completion and fruits of redemption is all that Jesus has done and all that Our Lady has done as the new Adam and the new Eve. And now it's going to be a double blessing for mankind, more than what God gave to Adam. So creation is going to be, we're going to go back to where we were before the fall. And redemption is we're going to get this superabundance of light and life and love that Jesus and Mary gave to humanity through their fiat. The kingdom of redemption is going to have the fruit of the kingdom of redemption. The kingdom of creation is going to have the life of humanity in God's image and likeness. So this isn't done yet. We're going to be in awe of what God is going to do. So Jesus said, this honor of the fiat of creation and the confirmation and development of the fruits of the fiat of redemption is close at hand. So when you see everything falling apart around you, not to worry, not to be afraid. God is in charge. And he, as Our Lady of Revelation said to Bruno in 1947 at the approved apparition, Our Lady of Redemption, Our Lady of Revelation, this is now going to be fulfilled. We're going to experience this. So these three fiats, creation, redemption, and now sanctification of the Most Holy Trinity on earth, Jesus says, I, Jesus, will have the fiat voluntas on earth as it is in heaven. These three fiats will be inseparable from each one. One will be the life of the other. So we see this reflection of the Holy Trinity on earth. This is what Jesus is expecting. This is what the Father wanted. He's expecting us to enter into this a reflection of the Holy Trinity. Image and likeness, that's what we're called to be. So he says this, these three fiats will be inseparable. Each one will be the life of the other. They will be one and three, but distinct among themselves, just like the Holy Trinity. He says, so my divine love wants this to happen. My divine glory demands that this happens. So this is what God planned in the beginning with Adam, and now it's going to be fulfilled. And what will happen is what happened when Adam was created. When God blew this breath, this ruah of God into the dirt, into the dust, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. When Adam sinned, he lost the image and likeness of God. And God basically said, you don't want paradise. You've done this by your rebellion. So you have to go with who you said yes to. And that's the evil one. That's why when Jesus says he saw the devil fall like lightning to the earth. Since Adam and Eve both listened to the devil and followed him, then that's where they had to go, to earth. And this is the fallen. This is not the glory that God planned for humanity. But after 4,000 years, Jesus came to earth, Mary came to earth to give back to humanity this universal life, this Catholic life. And so Jesus says, with this Catholic life, with this universal life, I've given to humanity the medicine, the sacraments and sacramentals to humanity so that they can get through this life. But now, Jesus says, because of what he gave to Louisa, now we're going to enter into sanctification. And when you listen to Archbishop Piccieri say in the Dawn of a Mystery, the DVD Dawn of a Mystery, what does he say? He says, this gift is being given to humanity through this newborn, Louisa Picaretta. No one else in the history of the church had this gift to give to humanity because it wasn't time, just like it wasn't time for Moses to receive the Holy Eucharist. We are now in this time, especially with Our Lady of Revelation saying time has now come to an end. The new era is coming. The kingdom is going to be established. So he says, my love wants this. My glory demands it. He says, having unleashed the first two fiats from the womb of my creative power, it now wants to unleash the third fiat to humanity. Since my love can no longer contain it, this in order to complete the work that has come from me. He says, otherwise the works of creation and the works of redemption would be incomplete. So what God is saying to us is get ready to enter, as Pope St. Paul, John Paul II said, we're going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. The Book of Heaven gives each person the opportunity to dive into this infinite ocean of love, to begin to see the creation fulfilled, to begin to see redemption being fulfilled. And this is why it's going to happen. Our Lady said, my children will enter eternity where they belong. This is where we belong. We will enter into the beatific vision where we belong. That's why God created us. And she said, Satan and his children will always be trapped in time and space. They'll never be able to embrace the beatific vision. So what God has planned from the beginning with Adam is being fulfilled right now with this third fiat. And our God is asking us, he's pleading with us, are you willing to enter into this abundant life? Are you willing to enter into this new and divine way of holiness, as Pope St. John Paul II said? Are you willing? And our response is fiat. Yes, let it be done as you say. Let it be done as you want. Let it be done as you wish. See, it's the human will gets in the way. So Jesus wants our intellect to be to begin to think from a divine perspective. That's why he gave us our dogma and doctrine. That's why he's given us the Book of Heaven. And now with that, we can, our memory will be of the new Adam and of the new Eve rather than ourselves in misery. So why? So that our human will can be surrendered, so that we use our free will to choose. I don't want to live in my human will anymore. I want to live in God's holy divine will. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.